All right, I'm here with Sunil, and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do at Microsoft.
So my name is Sunil Gaud, and I am a product manager on Surface and PC accessories.
And so we have some keyboards here. We have some ranging from a very traditional looking keyboard up to a very futuristic, kind of radical looking keyboard. Tell us about what we're thinking about here, and and especially, you know, how has this evolved over the last 20 or 30 years?
We actually did a survey in 10 countries around the world. We had over 5,300 participants, so a very significant survey. We found some really interesting things out. First of all, just that people were spending an unbelievable amount of time on their computers every day. Actually, what we saw is that the average was over 7 hours a day, which is actually more than the average person spends sleeping in their bed at night.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's important to have something that's comfortable. We think about that with our beds, and, but I mean, in the same way, we should be thinking about that, our setup that way.
Yeah.
First of all, when we think about Microsoft's goal, our goal is really to make sure our customers have a great computing experience. And that means not only creating great software like Office and Windows, but it also means creating great hardware because that's how you interact with it. And so it's going to help keep you comfortable and productive so you can work for really long periods of time and get a lot done.
Yeah. And for me, it's also important to have something sitting on my desk that looks very nice, too.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I mean, this is a space that we're very committed to. Actually, we have full-time ergonomists on staff who help design, test, and certify those products that we are really building to bring some specific measurable ergonomic benefit to the customer. And so, you know, we have been doing this for a long time. A lot of people don't know that Microsoft has been making hardware for more than 30 years.
Yeah.
And we've been there since the beginning. We created the one of the first mass market mice that was designed for Microsoft Word. And we've been evolving our products ever since. We introduced products like the Natural Mouse and Keyboard, which are some of the most renowned products in the ergonomic space.
Yeah.
We have our more traditional type of mouse and keyboard, and you'll see that it has a straight design and an ambidextrous mouse. You see this middle tier, which is our comfort line, and that we bring in things like the contour shape, padded palm rest, other things that help bring some of those ergonomic benefits in, but yet it still has a fairly familiar look and feel to it. So it's not a huge departure for someone who might be used to a more traditional mouse and keyboard. They can find something that is more comfortable, but yet that is still going to look like what they're used to.
Yeah, so this gives me the benefits of ergonomics, but if I'm a typer or typist who goes and hits the wrong key with fingers, at least they're still there, so I can do that.
Right.
Whereas someone who's a speed typist might want something like the
Correct. And so these are our most advanced ergonomic products. So they come under the names things like our Natural line or our new Sculpt ergonomic line. And so the focus in building these is our primary goal is to develop the most comfortable mouse and keyboard possible. And so, you know, you'll look at this and you'll see more advanced features like the split key design, a much bigger padded palm rest, the wide space bar. And so there are a lot of different things that we build in into this to make sure that we're creating a super comfortable mouse and keyboard.
So I'm here with Rachel. Rachel, tell us about yourself and what you do at Microsoft.
Yes, my name's Rachel Waite, and I am a design researcher here at Microsoft. And my goal is to understand people and understand how they interact with our products.
And what are the considerations that you have when you're designing a keyboard and mouse like this?
So there are many considerations that go into the general design of a keyboard and mouse. When we're thinking specifically about ergomice, thinking about a couple of things. So ergonomics is technically the science of work, but what it really boils down to is, are we making our products comfortable and are we making them efficient? So when designing our products, think about how can we do both of those things successfully, and there are a whole bunch of different factors that go into that.
And what types of things do we do as far as testing when we're designing a product like this?
So testing starts from really early phases of product design. So we have all these different prototypes that we're looking at, try to think, okay, which ones are gonna accentuate the things that we want to and put the hands in neutral postures. And we start doing some really early, like, just have people put their hands on these different prototypes and see, you know, tell me about how that feels in terms of comfort, and tell me about how you would use it. And we measure like where the fingers land on the devices so we can think about the placement of the different buttons.
And how have things changed over the last 20 years? Are we still putting hands on photocopiers to see where the hand lays?
We use all the different creative solutions we can over time. So yeah. Steps go from like doing photocopies of where hands rest on the table, on the mm-hmm. surface, all the way up to using third-party ergonomics labs to do the really advanced testing of hand postures, put a bunch of different sensors on people and see, you know, how does that actually look when you're moving the mouse around, when you're interacting in a more natural way, where does your hand actually land on the product? So when you think about ergonomics, there's a couple things that are really important. One is postures. So you want to have neutral postures. And when we're thinking about a mouse and keyboard, that's specifically hand, wrist, and forearm postures that can be impacted. So neutral postures, if you think about like natural resting position, mm-hmm. Handshake posture. So you have slight curvature of the fingers here. You have neutral angles going through your hand. And there's three different postures that are really important when you're looking at this. One is called pronation. Pronation is about this angle of turn. Mm-hmm. So neutral is here, and as you turn it, you're getting more and more pronated. So that's one area to look at. Another is ulnar deviation. So this is this angle of swiveling back and forth.
Yeah.
As you go out in this direction, you're causing more strain on your muscles. You are potentially going to lead to more repetitive strain injuries like carpal tunnel and tendonitis. Mm-hmm. And then the third angle is extension, and that has to do with this motion upwards. Mm-hmm. And same thing, that over time can cause strain.
Yeah.
So when looking at mouse and keyboard products, thinking about each of those. So for pronation, that once again is this neutral posture. And obviously when you look at a traditional straight keyboard like this one, you're actually going very pronated away from that neutral posture into this rest position.
Yeah.
So when you look then at some of our Ergo products, both historically and today, mm-hmm. You'll notice that instead of that completely pronated posture, you have a more tilted posture. So we're getting a little closer to that neutral. Same thing goes for the mouse. So when you look at this mouse, your hand is once again in that fully pronated posture resting on the table. Mm-hmm. When you look at an ergonomic mouse like this, you are lifted up. So we're getting much closer to this posture where you're in this motion.
Yeah, I notice it's taller for a mouse. So is that also for the wrist, or is it more for the angle of the hand?
So it's both going to reduce strain in your forearm, mm-hmm. which is what this bone's posture. The main thing it does, and the injury that we're most concerned with here, is carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
The carpal tunnel area of your hand is this portion right here, and it gets strained in a variety of different ways. One of those is by resting on the table. Mm-hmm. So the whole goal of this minimized pronation is to take that pressure off of the bottom of your hand and get it in a more natural position.
Yeah, and the separation of the Tenki. So tell us about that. Is that so that you can have it at whatever angle you want, or is it to just give you more space on the desktop?
So that is very thought out, actually, and you won't normally think about this if you're thinking about how you use a device. But if you think about you're sitting here at your computer, you're using this keyboard, and you're reaching out to your mouse, what happens is you're actually reaching quite a ways out.
Yeah.
So you're causing more movement to this muscle here. You're also getting more ulnar deviation, which I mentioned was this direction. Mm-hmm. So you often have this kind of strained angle. And you're sitting here, you don't even realize it, but over time, you might start getting pain.
Yeah.
So the whole idea of this is that having the separate number pad, instead of having that long reach out to this mouse here, mm-hmm. you can actually move that out of the way, you reduce your reach, and you can actually hold it in a more straight posture that reduces that ulnar deviation. The last part about this is extension.
Okay.
So when you look at a lot of keyboards, you have this nice tilt that comes up towards you, which is good in terms of seeing and using a device, but the problem is it can actually cause this angle of extension. Mm-hmm. So when we are designing a product like this, we think a lot about how to reduce that. And we actually have this extra additional piece you can decide to either use or not use, depending on your own preferences.
Magnetic.
Very nice.
Yes. I like
it. When you attach it, it actually reduces that angle. So you can hold it at a more straight and less extended posture. Mm-hmm. And over time, that can be a huge benefit.
Okay, I'm here with James, and we're in the Studio B model shop. Tell us a little bit about yourself in this room.
My name is James Hai. I'm one of the industrial designers here in Microsoft Hardware. So where we are is the model shop, where is the birthplace for mouse, keyboards, and many, many of the products that Microsoft offer.
And tell us about some of the prototypes that we're looking at here.
So what we have here is quite an early prototype we have for the mouse. We start in with the big block chunk of yellow form, mm-hmm. and we sketch over the form, and we put it onto the sander and getting the overall form we want, and slowly refine to the desired design based on the drawing that we have.
And so when you start, you're doing this by hand? You're carving it by hand?
Correct. Everything is from the hand. So there's actually a lot of benefits from the working with hands is drawing is only for something really virtual, and with the hands, we have to be able to feel it and see it in person, mm-hmm. and also make adjustments on the overall length and overall height.
So tell us about the things that you're writing on here. What are the notes that you've taken on these devices?
Okay, so we make notes on the pressure points and also the surface detail that we want to improve. So we're constantly working with researchers and ergonomists to make sure that we're hitting all the critical ergonomic requirements. Mm-hmm. So with that checkpoints, we make notes on the model so we can quickly afterwards, we can have to continue the work building this to the next level.
And so at what point do you get to using 3D printers to print things up from nothing?
Yes. So once we find the ideal overall form we like, we capture in 3D, with a 3D scanning, see all the dots right here, and that will give us a reference point in the 3D space. And when we build the models with engineers in 3D space, that will help us to map out the correct geometry in the 3D space. And from that point, we can print out 3D models, and also we can use the same model to cast another model that we can keep building with this kind of yellow form.
And how many iterations will we go through when we're building something?
I can't give a firm number, but I would
say it's probably always different.
Yeah, always different, 50, 60, sometimes up to 100.
Yeah.
Sometimes small iterations based on the teeny tiny surface detail we're not happy with. We keep improving until we have a happy balance between engineering and also the aesthetic.
So when you start building a piece of hardware, do you have to worry about what size it needs to be to fit the electronics, or do you worry about that afterwards?
We kind of worry about that afterwards.
Yeah.
The most important is ergonomic and also the user experience. So we shouldn't be limited by the technology, and the technology engineering should be served to the user experience.
Great. Well, thanks for talking to us today.
Oh, thank you.